Marcel, her fellow bartender, was in the corner with some fishermen, trying to settle what was quickly escalating into a violent dispute. Talbot, the proprietor, had taken his place behind the bar, watching the crowd with one eye as the other measured drinks. "Busy night," he murmured, unfazed by the general clamour as he continued to pour. "Did you finish with the fish?" She swept up beside him, tying back her hair. "I annihilated them." He chuckled under his breath, flicking a piece of tail from her shoulder, then quickly easing the frothing pitchers from her hand. "It's too festive out there tonight. Why don't you stay behind the counter? Pour the whiskey. Let me handle the ale." Festive. Tavern code for dangerous. It was the word they used when it was a little too full, tempers were a little too heated, and the men had already been served a little too much drink. Marcel had no such codes, but he didn't need them. The man was part shifter.
"Are you sure?" she asked, trying to hide her relief. "It's no problem."
The man nodded, squinting slightly, like he'd gotten something in his eye. It was a dance they'd done many times. A brusque series of grunts and deflections, hiding the affection beneath. He was gone a moment later, leaving her alone behind the bar.
"Pour the whiskey."
The first time she'd wandered into such an establishment, several years before, she'd felt each layer of chaos and mayhem like it was a tangible thing, an invisible mist that could be shoved aside when necessary, or, left unattended, would suffocate as it swelled to envelop the entire room. She remembered being almost knocked down by the force of it, as if the swelling crescendo of impatient voices and the frantic energy underneath was a gale strong enough to blow her away. Of course, she'd only been 10 or 11 at the time, highly susceptible to such nonsense. Their subsequent years had hardened her, the way life in a village hardened everyone, like a new stone left to tumble slowly down the length of a well. You'd be smooth once you reached the bottom, but you could never see the sunlight quite the same. There was a swell in the general commotion as the door was flung open and a group of shifters swept inside. Most of them tended to stay on the eastern side of the forest with the rest of their pack, but in a rare bit of cooperation, they were helping the villagers clear some of the trees that had fallen in a recent storm. They were being well paid for their efforts. The whiskey would be on the house.
"By the gods!"
A raven-haired man detached from the rest of them, collapsing onto a rickety barstool with a roguish wink.
"I believe you're even lovelier than the last time I saw you."
Kira flashed a tight smile, already reaching for the bottle.
"Can I get you a shot?"
He caught her wrist, grinning all the while.
"Only if you pour one for yourself."
Her eyes flickered down to his fingers, but that fixed smile remained. There were many levels of escalation that needed to happen before she would consider calling for someone. Most of those levels could be deflected with little more than a smile and a drink.
"Ah, but then who would be steady enough to hold the bottle?" she asked teasingly, tapping her head as though she'd thought it through. "It's the start of a long night. We must think ahead."
He laughed louder than was appropriate, already having downed a pint of ale on the walk over. Those fingers loosened of their own accord, pointing to his own head in solidarity. Then he picked up the drink and shoved down a few seats further to make room for the others. They took no notice of the girl behind the counter. They were caught in a story instead.
"Wedged in the fork of two redwoods, heavy it was, and covered in such thick branches we could not dislodge it with all our combined might.
And you summoned the men from..."
"Yeah, we summoned the men from Alga, but it wasn't enough,"
the storyteller replied impatiently.
"But listen, that's not the point. A deer wandered out from the forest. No idea why it didn't shy from the noise. The thing must have been a touch mad. It walked straight up to us, sniffing at the air, pausing a moment beneath the trees. And that's when the thing gave way."
He slapped the countertop to a roar of surprise from the others.
"I've never seen an animal move so fast," he continued, wiping his face. "But its hind legs were pinned, and the front could do nothing but scramble. You should have heard the squeals."
There was a bark of laughter as the wolves bantered amongst themselves, never bothered by such things. The rest of the tavern continued on as usual. Only the girl had frozen in place.
"What happened to the deer?"
she asked without thinking. She usually tried to keep free of such conversations,